Welcome back to Mean Streets here on Game Plus Network, powered by FCN. I'm your host, Chris Meany. Thanks, as always, for taking the time to hang out. I'm going to share a few of my favorite Week 1 NFL props and bets. And just like last season on Mean Streets, I gave you my favorite three on the money line against the spread, as well as totals. I had a parlay and a teaser in there, and then my favorite five props. And I kept track of absolutely everything. We won over 40 units over at FTNBets.com. Hopefully, we can continue the success. I wanted to plug the betting package. It's $49.99. It gets you everybody's NFL bets, which we keep track of. Units won. You can see who does what, who's best at sides, totals, parlays, props. You can tail whoever you want. You can also get everybody's bets across every sport. That's right. Something new we're doing this season. If you had the NFL betting package, you only had NFL bets. Now you have every bet across every sport. Baseball still happening. College football, college basketball will be here soon. The NBA tips off in a few weeks and the puck drops in the NHL soon. You'll have everybody's bets, all the tools, an NFL betting show on Sunday with myself, LA Chris, and Matthew Friedman, as well as just an opportunity to chat to anybody that you want in our Discord channel. It is all available to you at $49.99. Use the promo code Meany. Save yourself a little bit of cash. So let's kick things off here with my favorite props for the week. And we'll start here with Calvin Ridley. I just also want to give a plug to FTN Alerts. You know, on yesterday's show, on Thursday, we talked about Jalen Hurts, the 40 and a half rushing yards. Now, I still like him. I left him off the board, and just I wanted to bring this up in case you were like, oh, maybe I'm off of Jalen Hurts after talking him up so much on Thursday. It's just his rushing prop went up to 47.5. Now, I still like the over. It's just slightly high. I'm giving you my five favorite here. And this is why you follow FTN Alerts, because you'll get the notification when we make the bet. You're in the Discord channel. Hey, Jalen Hurts opens up at 40.5. He's certainly going to climb. If people keep betting this, get in on it now. He averaged 68 rushing yards in his four games last year. He started three. He didn't finish four. He was pulled in week 17. He had over 60 in three of the four and 100 plus in one game. I think he runs around on the Falcons, who gave up the ninth most rushing yards to the quarterback position last season and the second most fantasy points to QBs overall. But I just wanted to bring him up, that I still like him. It's just I would lean the over 47.5, but he's not my favorite five at that number. Calvin Ridley is another guy who has jumped up. He's sub 80, but I still like it here at 85.5. I would bet this as high as probably 94.5. I think he ends up getting 100 yards, which is something that he did eight times last season. This is a really plus matchup for him. The Eagles allowed the top 10 in terms of yards to wide receivers and the ninth most fantasy points overall. He's in for a pretty good day, I think, Calvin Ridley. He set career highs in catches and targets and yards, 9.6 yards per catch, fourth in air yards overall, fifth highest ADOT, and 41% of his team's air yards. Julio Jones is now gone, and Kyle Pitts is going to be a big part of this offense. I like the over on his receiving yard prop as well. But Matt Ryan finished with the most passing attempts last season, top three in each of the past 3 years, but in the game when Julio was gone, it was a test that I wanted to see if he could pass it or not facing top coverage, and he certainly passed it with flying colors. Like, he averaged 109 yards in those eight games without Julio. Two more catches, three more targets, 33 more yards. This is a really good spot against the Eagles secondary in a dome where I think we could see some points with a 48.5 total. Devonta Smith is in there as well. This is his first game. He didn't get a lot of preseason run. I like Jalen Hurts and Smith to connect here a couple times. It's like this over on Smith. His catch is 3.5 plus money. I like that as well. It's not going to take too much for Smith to get this to this number, but I think he could end up with 5 to 6 grabs in this game. And if we see a shootout, we're going to see a lot of these guys hit the over here. AJ Brown at 65.5. I also like Julio Jones at a similar number. The Arizona secondary is atrocious. You know, Malcolm Butler just retired and he wasn't even that good to begin with. I think we're going to see a lot of points scored in this game. It's at a 51.5. I think we can see that probably creep up to 53. I know a lot of us are liking the over at FTM Bets. We like this game environment. Both teams inside the top five in terms of pace last season, and just a lot of holes in the secondary on both squads. They've run the play action so well. What are you going to do if you're, you know, facing off against Tennessee? You're going to bring a safety in over the top to deal with Derrick Henry, and you're going to leave one-on-one coverage for like Julio Jones and AJ Brown. And AJ Brown among the leaders since he's entered the league in yards per catch. And Julio Jones has been fantastic as well in that category. I like both of those guys to get over 70 yards. I wouldn't be shocked if they both hit the century mark through the air. Corey Davis, you're probably sick of me talking about Corey Davis, but over 4.5 catches at plus 120. Are you kidding me? I'm jumping all over that. Zach Wilson looked his way quite a bit. His first four throws, as an NFL passer went to Corey Davis. Davis ran 13 routes in the preseason in two games, and he was targeted 10 times. I think he ends up with seven to eight targets would be like a floor for me. I think he gets double-digit targets in this game. No Jamison Crowder. Also like Elijah Moore over 3.5 grabs. But I liked what Zach Wilson said about Corey Davis after that first preseason game. He has so much confidence when he sees him out wide in one-on-one that he's going to win that battle, and then he hopes that Davis has that confidence in him that he's going to get the football to him. A young quarterback, probably going to lean on a vet here in Corey Davis. I love that pick. It's probably my favorite of the week. And then Marvin Jones, I'm just a sucker for Jones, 56.5. It's a really good matchup. The Texans allowed the 8th most receiving yards last season, 7th most fantasy points to wideouts, the 8th most catches to the position, and 4 touchdowns. I think Jones has 70-plus yards, and he finds the end zone. He's been a touchdown machine since he entered the league. He's got at least 9 touchdowns in 4 seasons and 3 of the past 4. This, again, just a good spot against Houston, but 9 targets in 2 preseason games. Trevor Lawrence leaned on the vet, another young quarterback leaning on a vet, a new player on a new team. We can't say that it's going to be DJ Chark's offense. It's going to be him. It could very well be just a Marvin Jones led offense with a little bit of LaVisca and a little bit of DJ Chark. 7 grabs for 93 yards in 2 preseason games. One player not on here that I'll give you, again, I have a lot more over at fcmbets.com. I don't want to give everything away, but Keenan Allen at 5.5 catches. I jump on this now. I'd see it's going to get juiced up. Minus 128, bet MGM. I think this could get to maybe minus 140, or maybe you want to wait it out. I would take the over at 6.5, but 6 is obviously a lot nicer than 7. He had at least 8 targets in 11 of his 14 games last year, and 2 of the 3 games that he didn't get 8 targets, he left early with an injury, and the other one he had 7. It is a tough matchup for Justin Herbert, but you attack Washington in the slot. Keenan Allen's going to see a lot of Daryl Roberts, which is a really good matchup for Keenan Allen. Let's get to some of the picks here, and let's start with against the spread. I'll keep track of everything. I'll hold myself accountable on this show when I go 0-14. We'll definitely talk about it, but we won't talk about it too long. So for the picks, let's start against the spread. San Fran, 7.5. I bet this weeks ago. I would bet it as high as 9. I think they win by 10 points. They were the biggest favorites here on Sunday. They're going to run the rock, getting a lot of players back on defense. They're healthy, and Jimmy Garoppolo is going to get the start. They're just going to run all over Detroit, who couldn't stop the run last season. 134 rushing yards per game, the 5th most, the league high, 27 rushing touchdowns. I think that, you know, Detroit will be in a tough spot, and, you know, Jared Goff's first start here, not a lot of weapons in the offense. And the defense for San Fran could put them in good field position for a majority of the game. Shout out Raheem Mostert. I think he finds the end zone. The Pats to win by 3. You know, I typically don't bet on rookie quarterbacks. There's only been one in the last 5 years to win week one. It was actually Sam Darnold. But Mac Jones can do enough here. Bill Belichick is confident in him, and that's good enough for me. And also, Bill Belichick has had months to prepare for Tua Tagovailoa, who struggled last year against the Pats. He had 2 rushing touchdowns, but he didn't look good in that game. And then Las Vegas. I bet this actually at 5.5 in our FTM bet tracker a couple weeks ago. You know, now that I'm seeing Baltimore, you know, suffer all these injuries, I feel a little bit better about Las Vegas, but I just like them overall. I think this is a tough matchup for Baltimore. You know, the Raiders don't need to win this game, but this is their true home opener with fans. And last year they had their home opener and they upset the Saints and there was no fans. And I know the defense is bad for the Raiders, but Gus Bradley is in there now. They just didn't have a direction. They don't really have the personnel, but he's brought in a couple former players that he used to have. I think he gets the defense right. This is the first game. Baltimore dealing with a lot of adversity right away. Harbaugh's a good coach. I'm sure he can get them playing, but I think this is a field goal game. So I'm taking the Raiders. I like the over between Arizona and Tennessee. I'd bet this over 54.5. It'd go as high as that. I think we'll see a lot of points. Denver and New York, I like both of these defenses, and I just don't know where the offense is going to come from when it comes to the Giants. The offensive line has looked brutal. It does sound like Saquon Barkley is going to start, but how limited is he going to be? Remember week one last year when he had all those touches behind the offensive line? He didn't do anything with them. He looked pretty bad. And then the over in Philadelphia between the Falcons and the Eagles, dismissing the O there at 48.5. I think we'll see some points inside the dome with two bad defenses. And, you know, the Giants defense, again, is pretty good. So I think that they'll be able to limit. It's probably a slow-paced game, just a grind. I'd be shocked if there was over 35 points scored in that game. My parlay is a couple favorites here, but you can get it at plus 280. Buffalo over Pittsburgh, San Fran over Detroit, KC over Cleveland. I actually kind of lean Cleveland to cover that game. Green Bay to win it. I think the Chiefs end up winning the football game. And then this teaser. Teasers always look good, but I actually struggled last year betting these teasers, so proceed with caution. I got the Rams to win by 2, the Niners to win by a field goal, the Eagles plus 9, the Raiders plus 10, and then I've teased down the totals in Philadelphia and in Arizona, 42.5 and 46. That is at 6-1. Again, a whole lot more over at ftmbets.com. If you have any questions at all, don't hesitate to reach out at Chris Meany. Good luck. Check out ftmbets.com/pricing, $49.99. It will get you absolutely everything. And I won 40 units last year, but I wasn't even inside the top five. We had Magic, Mr. Magic. What does he call himself? Kevin Adams? He's Mr. Magic Money. I mean, Magic Money is what he brings in. Like over 100 units, I think he won last year. Elliot Chris, we got Matthew Friedman in there. Josh Gross has over 100 units in baseball and in tennis. A lot happening over at ftmbets.com. I'm telling you right now. Now, it's absolutely worth it. Make sure you are following FTN Alert so you can get these best possible odds when we make the bets. Because I'll tell you, week one, a lot of books undersold a lot of players and they just weren't able to adjust, I suppose, is the right wording. I don't know. They adjusted all right, but they may be losing some money in week one. Check out also ftmbets.com for the free parlay calculator and the prop shop to get the best possible odds. Good luck in week one. Have some fun. Football is finally here. Hopefully the winners are yours, and we'll be back to do this again next week.